Well, I got out of work and I headed for the neighborhood beer joint. Guys, to you, the weird side of the stage first tonight, collectively known as the Virginia Mafia, individually known as on the pedal steel, Bucky Baxter from Washington, D.C. Michael McAdam from Richmond, Virginia on guitar. Back on the back on the drums and singing up high and pretty for you, Harry Stinson from Nashville, Tennessee. Our in-house Midwesterner, Reno Kling on the bass from St. Louis, Missouri. Reno also co-wrote Nowhere Road with me. And for one night only, held over till they throw us out of the joint. And hidden behind the speaker cabinets in his hometown, from Raleigh, North Carolina, Ken Moore on the keyboard. The Dukes, and they will be back. We'll play y'all a new song. This ain't about being a hillbilly singer, is you gotta make an album every year. So I've already started on the next one. Just in case, you never know. I was staying at this hotel in London called the Columbia, which is sort of the rock and roll hotel in London, and you know, like, because they're not morally opposed to a certain amount of damage to the rooms as long as you pay for it. And I wondered why they put up with all that shit until I saw all this stuff hanging on the walls and got to talk to some people that worked there. It turns out they're used to being tore up because all the American flyers, when they came into London to rock during World War II, they stayed at the Columbia. And I just got to thinking about what a profound effect we had on that culture and that culture on us because of all that. This started to be a pretty straight ahead song about that, and then it took a left in the third verse. I can't help it, my songs do that sometimes. And it pisses Jesse Helms off.